Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a special Thursday edition of NYPA Entertainment Radio. It's your boy KG broadcasting live from the NYP studios in lovely, very hot West Philadelphia University City area. Wait a minute now. Calm down. I know. I know what you're thinking. Did he get his days mixed up? I thought he was supposed to be on Sunday. What are you doing a special edition on Thursday? Is it one of the bonus shows he's talking about? No, it's not one of the bonus shows I was talking about. It's actually a makeup show from this past Sunday, where when you're doing live radio shows in general, internet radio, podcast, whatever you want to call it, technical difficulties happen, which is beyond my control. And so I couldn't do it Sunday, so I pushed it for today. Don't worry. The regularly scheduled programming will be back up live this Sunday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. This is Sunday's show. I just pushed it to Thursday, which is today. Again, it has nothing to do with the bonus shows that I've been talking about, which I'll get into a little bit later in the show. So, made a mistake. I apologize for those who tuned in live or earlier this week looking for this episode to download on any of our 19 different platforms. So, apologize about that. But here I am live. And to quote Nas, there's no need for looking back, it's already done, so let's move forward and let's get started. Brand new month, brand new music playlist. I have a lot of things I want to get into, and you know what? Let's get started. Mike Tyson calls Hulu a slave master over unauthorized show. Quote, they stole my life story. Boxing legend Mike Tyson is labeling Hulu as the streaming version of the slave master after allegedly stealing his life story for profit without compensating him. In a series of statements posted on social media accounts last Saturday, Tyson reiterated that he doesn't support Hulu's upcoming limited series chronicling his life inside and outside of the ring. Mike premieres on August 25th. Quote, don't let Hulu fool you. I don't support their story about my life. Tyson, age 56, wrote in the statement posted on Instagram, it's not 1822, it's 2022. They stole my life story and didn't pay me. To Hulu executives, I'm just a N-word that they can sell on the auction block. The former undisputed world heavyweight champion continued to air his grievance on Twitter. He called Hulu series a slave master takeover story about my life, adding hashtag slavery is dead in another tweet. Quote, Hulu's model of stealing life rights of celebrities is pretty much greedy of them. He added, Hulu stole my story. They're Goliath, and I'm David. Heads will roll for this. This is not the first time Tyson has spoken out against Mike. After Hulu first ordered the limited series in February 21, Tyson punched back against the project. That's not me saying that. That is a cheesy line. Who wrote the article? Tyson punched back. That is horrible. Horrible line. That's a horrible line. They try to be funny and cute with it. He's punched back. He's a boxer. That's a corny line. Whoever wrote this article, you should just go back to writing school. That was just horrible. Anyway, I'll proceed. I digress. Hulu's announcement to do an unauthorized miniseries of Tyson's story without compensation, although unfortunate, isn't surprising. Tyson said at the time, this announcement on I'll get it out, y'all. This announcement on the heels of social disparities in our country is a prime example of how Hulu's corporate greed led to this tone-deaf cultural misappropriation of Tyson's life story. He continued to make this announcement during Black History Month, only confirms Hulu's concern for dollars over respect for black story rights. Hollywood needs to be more sensitive to black experiences, especially after all that has transpired in 2020. In March of 2021, Tyson announced his own authorized story was in the works, starring Jamie Foxx as himself, filmmaker Martin Scorsese, and Foxx also are among the producers. I've been looking to tell my story for quite some time, he said. According to Hulu, Mike, an 8-episode limited series explores the tumultuous ups and downs of Tyson's boxing career and personal life, from being a beloved global athlete to a pariah and back again. Mike is an unauthorized and no-holds-barred look at the life of Mike Tyson, and it is one wild ride. Javonte Rose will star as Tyson. The executive producer is Steven Rogers. Karen Gist and Tyson's address Tyson's criticism at the Television Critics Association earlier this week. Quote, we actually couldn't talk to him because his life rights were already taken, so that was never on the table. I would hope that if he watches it, that he would change his opinion, Rogers said to reporters this past Thursday. For me, as a writer, as a storyteller, I don't really like to be reliant on just one source. I really like to do the research and get all these different opinions and then put a story around all of that. I don't like to be beholden to just one person. You know, I don't like to, I can't just say America, but globally, people of the world, how about that? A lot of times I tell you to subscribe, share, comment the show. And apparently, I don't know if you don't know it or not, because executives at Hulu has not been listening to the show. You don't mess with Mike Tyson in or out the ring. It's just that simple. You just don't. Now, I'm going to stop right there. Did they approach him? I don't know. He says they didn't. There's two sides to every story. There's their side, his side, and then in the middle is the truth. Hypothetically, say they didn't. I would think, but the person is still alive, and he said, you can see him said, I just don't want to get one person's account for a story. Well, it doesn't make any sense. The one person that you're talking about has all the stories. He's telling you his experience. You going to different people might experience it with them, but might have a different point of view. Not saying they're wrong, not saying they're right, but it's weird how it's like, I just don't want one person's account. I want to get everyone who's not him that's involved doing to give their version. And sometimes when two people or a bunch of people are in the same situation, experience the same thing, seeing the same thing, everyone has a different point of view of it. I'd rather get it from the horse's mouth, get it from the man who lived through it, which is Mike Tyson, which I still don't get and I don't understand if they did or not. Compensate this man. It's his life story. You don't have that right. That's why it's unauthorized. And you might be saying it, you might be saying it wrong or everything like that, but at the end of the day, it's my other phone ringing to my telemarketers. Ignore that. So at the end of the day, you know, he should get compensated for it. He knows all the stories. He knows everything. He knows, you know, what he felt at that moment in the whole nine. Shut up. It's the phone, sorry. And phone stopped, too. Live radio, y'all. But he knows everything. He knows what he's been through, what he felt, and so forth. And sometimes some people may take that story and maybe for Hollywood purposes and skew it a little bit, make it worse than what it was and make it better than what it was. In recent years, Mike Tyson has been, telling you the raw truth, the good, bad, and the ugly at the end of the day. So I don't see why, and I don't understand why they did not come to him. Will I look at it? I don't know. Out of curiosity, I might. Just out of curiosity, just to see how it is, I might just check it out. Just to see if they do them dirty or not. I don't know. But I might just look into it out of curiosity. But I definitely want to see the Jamie Foxx, Martin Scorsese version, the one that Tyson's actually involved in. I think that might be good. I think it might be way better because it's his actual voice. It's his actual experience. It's not a group of people who witnessed it from afar or was right there. Like I said, the difference is when you get it from the person's experience, you get more in depth. You get how he felt at that time. He could tell the actor, he could tell the director. He's like, I felt more like this. Whatever. I was more complex than that. And you have this guy right here, and you're not utilizing him. So I'm sure there's more to the story than they didn't ask him and his rights were tied up. I'm sure there is. But at the end of the day, I kind of wish that they would. But at least he has one coming out that can tell his own story the way he wants to. So I'm looking forward to that. There's no release date on the one with Jamie Foxx and the Martin Scorsese version of his life story yet. Most likely it might be coming out in 23. They've been doing this. I think things have been delayed because of COVID. I've been hearing about this since, I think, 20 or 21. So hopefully, if I don't have anything for this year, maybe by early next year, I can see it coming out by then because it's been a few years now. So we shall see. So moving on, a couple of weeks ago, I would say two Sunday, not this Sunday, but last Sunday, I spoke about Chris Rock, and I have an audio of Chris Rock giving poignant, deep messages for everyone who should hear this. It's a side of Chris Rock I've never seen before, heard, or whatever. It was back in the late 90s, like 1999, I believe. And I think it was something that male and females alike, all races, no matter what race, color, creed, him or her, need to just take heed of what he's saying. It took me by surprise. I got a little emotional. I ain't going to lie. It was deep, kind of like a deep Chappelle thing where Chappelle came up with the deep shit. Real deep. I had that message a couple of weeks ago. I thought I uploaded it and messed up, and I didn't know on the board. Now I have it, so we're going to play that. Like I said, new monthly music playlist. There's a lot of things going on, and I'm going to get into. I'll stick around. Special edition, a Thursday edition of NYPA Entertainment Radio. And here's the message from Chris Rock. Take heed to what he's saying, everyone. We need to pay attention. The world's a crazy place, and we got a comedian giving life lessons. I think we should listen, and we'll be right back. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen of the GED class of 1999, I have one piece of advice for you. No matter what a stripper tells you, there's no sex in the champagne room. None. Oh, there's champagne in the champagne room. But you don't want champagne. You want sex. And there's no sex in the champagne room. Don't go to parties with metal detectors. Sure, it feels safe inside. But what about all those waiting outside with guns? They know you ain't got one. If a woman tells you she's 20 and looks 16, she's 12. If she tells you she's 26 and looks 26, she's damn near 40. Take off that silly-ass hat. The ODB couldn't have possibly committed all those crimes. Coolio did some of that. Young black men. If you go to a movie theater and someone steps on your foot, let it slide. Why spend the next 20 years in jail 'cause someone smudged your Puma? Cornbread. Ain't nothing wrong with that. No matter what you think of what I'm saying, remember this one thing. There is no sex in the champagne room.
No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room. No sex in the champagne room.
jam. DJ Pooh is who I am, so blockhead, you don't not. It's a DJ Pooh with your own beer bottle. I just get started, having a party. I'm in the house to get in a party for you and your crew. Thanks for coming through it. DJ Pooh got the old wind to do it. So here you go, check the phone, there you go. That I met Pizza like the whole damn show. You know me, everybody.
to the mother.
Times are getting kinda hard on the boulevard. Brothers and sisters being slaves and scarred. Girlies in the halls, fighting the walnut. Pushing man, for losing a loop. Get to know the Johnson, now he will shoot. He pulled the trigger cause he figured he could be a bigger nick in the project shit. So fill the Bozak, yo Rick, come easy.
Johnny too. You see, it ain't nothing but a thing that we're gonna do. Everybody's always talking about the indie groove. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It's poison, don't be cruel. It's my prerogative to do what I gotta do. Have a little sensitivity. Do me, baby, I wanna give up the right way. So what you gotta say? Oh no, she's a candy girl, living in a half crazy world. That's the way I'm living, girl. Now every little step I take is another indie heartbreak. My
work.
Back to NYPA Entertainment Radio special edition here on Thursday live here on Blog Talk, new month, new music playlist. I hope you heed the word what Chris Rock said. And you know, all the songs had a bit of a message, word to the mother, you know, correction the bartender, you know, T-Pain. Let me clear my throat. That's important. Got to clear your throat. Talk, you know. I'm just throwing it out there, you know. Just messages. Yeah, you got to read between that. You know, but yeah, there's no stuff in the champagne room. Yeah, I learned that the hard way. Anyway, move on. So don't forget, we will have a pop-up bonus show, an actual pop-up bonus show. And like I said, later on in probably in the second hour, I'll get more details about it. And like I said, listen to us live. Appreciate it, like a special edition. NYP Entertainment Radio, I appreciate you downloading this episode on of the 19 different platforms outside of Blog Talk. It was Anchor, Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeart, Amazon, Stitcher. I can go on and on. Bullhorn, Breaker. Nevertheless, I appreciate you taking the time out to listen to this week's episode. Let's keep it moving as a lot of noise is going by my studio. It's a Thursday afternoon, and so it's a lot more noisier than a Sunday. So there's a lot of shit going on outside the studio. Anyway, live radio, everyone. Let me pull this up on the big computer. Here we go. Beyonce confirms she will remove a lyric from her new album, Renaissance, following criticism that it's our best and deeply offensive. I don't know if I pronounced that word right. Beyonce confirmed that she will remove a lyric from a track on her new album, Renaissance, after disability charities and activists called it "our best" in offensive. I don't know if I pronounced the word right. Fans and activists criticized the use of the word spaz in her song Heated. The word has been used to refer in a derogatory way to people with disabilities, especially people with cerebral palsy in African-American vernacular English. Somebody else, I got, anyway, in African-American vernacular English, a dialect of English created and used in the black communities, the word means go crazy or to fight. I'm going to stop there. I'm going to come back to what they just said and how they wrote that in a second, but I'm going to continue. In a statement to the Insider, the representative for the Grammy-winning singer said the lyric would be changed. Quote, the word not used intentionally in a harmful way will be replaced, the statement said. In June, Lizzo apologized and released the song Girls with new lyrics after she received backlash for including the same word in the song. Some people question whether Beyonce saw the backlash to Lizzo 2 months earlier. Hannah Devine, a disability advocate, wrote in an opinion article in The Guardian that Beyonce's status as a culturally significant singer doesn't excuse her for the "our best" language. I'm so tired. Disabled people deserve better. I don't want to have this conversation again, she wrote. Warren Caroline, a media manager at the UK Disability Equality Charity Scope, told Insider that removing the word matters because of the use of the word can reinforce negative attitudes towards people with disabilities. A survey of 4,015 adults with disabilities in England and Wales conducted in May and June by Scope and Opium Research found that about 9 out of 10 respondents who reported having experienced negative attitudes and behaviors said it had a personal impact on them. It's appalling that one of the world's biggest stars has chosen to include this deeply offensive word, Corinne said. Just weeks ago, Lizzo received a huge backlash from fans who felt hurt and let down after she used the same abhorrent language. Thankfully, she did the right thing and re-recorded the song. It's hard to believe that could have come unnoticed by Beyonce's team. Corwin added, words matter because they reinforce the negative attitudes disabled people have faced every day, which impact on every aspect of disabled people's lives. Beyonce has long been a champion of inclusivity and equality, so we urge her to remove the offensive lyric. Let's back up. Let me back up and go what they originally said, this moron wrote. In African-American vernacular English, a dialect of English created and used in the black communities. The word means go crazy or fight. You know, I don't know. I don't like how you wrote that, quite frankly. I really don't. And I'm not going to – and I already went almost ham on the last article, people writing how they wrote stuff. And I'm a writer, so – and I'm reading stuff right now, and it's just like, who wrote this shit? This garbage. Outside of that bullshit line – I had this conversation off air, and now the word spaz, this is a recent thing. People have been saying it, and it's true. Growing up as fight or go crazy or whatever, now it's an issue. Now you want to remove that word. Well, it's okay to say the N-word then? So as long as Beyonce and Lizzo say the N-word, that's fine. Say the B-word. That's fine, but don't say that about disability. But it's okay for everyone to say N-word. That's the one word no one goes after. White people. Yeah, I said it. White America don't go after that word. It's okay because it's not the E. It's not the ER. It's the A. Doesn't matter. If you go after one, you go after them all. The N-word's the N-word. No matter if you got an A or ER. Instead of going after spaz, all of a sudden this is a huge deal now. Go after the most offensive word hands down since the beginning of time. But no one touches that word. No one goes, because it's okay to say. It makes the white people laugh. It makes them laugh. It does. It cracks them up. You can't remove that word. It's no problem. But you can't say nothing derogatory about LGBTQ+, disabled. But black people, it's all right with us. You guys keep saying the N-word. We'll keep loving you and paying you the money. Because you see it in the TV shows. You see it in the shot. You see it in Atlanta. When there's no need to say that word, but no one goes after them and say remove that word. no one, you know, browbeat writers or anybody else for using that word, but it's okay to use it. I'm so sick and tired of doing this disabled people. What about the N-word? That's okay. Oh, that's fine. Say that word all you want. Just don't say nothing about disability people. Just don't say that. N-word, right? We say it in our house all the time. It's like I said, you have to want to get them all. And it incenses me that it's just this thing that no one touches, but it's okay to say. Everyone else shut everything down. When it comes to that word, it's like, oh, what about it? You guys use it. Why not? That's not the point. Shouldn't be used at all from either side, whether it's A or ER. This shit should be eliminated or minimized at least. So at the end of the day, fuck this article. I said it. Because you pick and choose what y'all want to attack. That's it. And what y'all want to go after. And it's bullshit. It's bullshit. Like, go after them and say, you need to stop using that word. But they don't do that. So I say, fuck this article and what they say, because it's very biased. It's biased. You pick and choose what y'all want to attack. And that's it. Anything else, it's just deal with it, like minorities or anything like that. They just ignore. It's not a cause to them at all. The same way I brought up with the Dave Chappelle situation. The LGBTQ plus alphabet community go after him when you talk about them. When he dropping N-bombs left and right, they slapping their knees, double over in laughter, and repeating the jokes, you know, to their friends, verbatim, using the word. And some of them don't know how to use it right. You put the ER on that joint. So when it comes down to it, I say, fuck that shit. I said it. And it's like, if you're going after that, go after every offensive word that is out there. Across the board. Don't just pick and choose to hurt people's feelings. Oh, little baby. Go after everything. And, like, stop using that. We need to remove that. But no one touches them for that. I find that weird. And yet disappointing at the same time. Because everyone just kind of just turned a blind eye and kind of do, like, a little shoulder. Like, whatever. That's fine. Do what you want. And I don't get that. And staying in the world of Beyonce and people removing lyrics, Monica Lewinsky wants Beyonce to remove a lyric about her from Partition, from 2013 Partition song. Since Beyonce is dead in lyrics, Monica Lewinsky has a request. Lewinsky, the former White House intern who became enrolled in a sex scandal with then-President Clinton in the 1990s, tweeted news from of Beyonce's removing an Albest slur from the song Heated on her new album Renaissance with a suggestion. Quote, while we're at it, hashtag Partition, Lewinsky tweeted. Partition is a track from the singer's 2013 self-titled fifth studio album. In the song, Beyonce sings that a man, quote, Monica Lewinsky'd all on my ground. The affair between Clinton and then the 22-year-old Lewinsky ultimately led to Clinton's impeachment in 1998, which much discussion about consent and abuse of power. In 2021, Lewinsky told CNN's Jack Tapper that, quote, what was really important to me in today's world is that we never should have ever even gotten to a place where consent was a question. She continues, so it was wholly inappropriate. As the most powerful man, my boss, 49 years old, she said, I was literally 22, literally just out of college, and I think that the power differentials, there are something that I couldn't ever fathom consequences at 22 that I understand obviously so differently at 48. This week, Beyonce's agreed to scrub from her track Heated a reference which is considered demeaning to people with spastic cerebral palsy after there was a public outcry. CNN reached out to reps for the singer for comments about Lewinsky's request. You know, Monica, let's not jump on the bandwagon, okay? You waited this long, you like, it's for anyone, what, almost 10 years, and you want to say some shit? I'm sure you're rocking out to it, high-fiving your girlfriend. She talking about me, y'all. You sipping your wine, like, yeah, you know, all that shit. But why take it out? It happened. So why are you getting upset? She's writing about something that happened. That's not, you know, that's not a, a derogatory thing about a race or color, creed, or anyone. He didn't make it up. It happened. You know what I mean? He went down on the press. He skied right on you, and you kept the dress for, I don't know, for storytelling time with at a book club. I don't know. But that's not starting, like, get rid of me. Well, you did it. She didn't make the shit up. We all remember that. So why are you all of a sudden, can you just release? No, why? I ain't changing that shit. Number one's old. Number two, who cares? Number three is old and who cares? And number four, you did it. So why? Why change it? Like, change is not going to change it. It happened. What did I just say? Don't even looking back. It's already done. You did that shit in the 90s. So what's taking that out got to do with it? You didn't, can't complain about it then. Don't complain about it now. So shut the fuck up and just go back under what hole you ever crawled out of, because it's ridiculous. Stop jumping on the bandwagon. You did that shit. We all know you did. So why are you? I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Now, we was talking about the Milkshake song and energy. So, Khalees got a lot of backlash for her bringing it up. As far as Khalees is concerned, nobody cried over Beyonce's removal of Milkshake interpolation from Renaissance. The artist shared some new thoughts in Instagram after Beyonce altered the Renaissance track energy to remove a Khalees inspired vocal run. When it comes to Renaissance criticism, Beyonce has favored quietly removing certain samples or lyrics over making public statements. The first change came recently, deemed our best, and yesterday removed. The interpolation of Khalees Milkshake that the artist claims Beyonce never considered her on. But her legions of fans, collectively known as the Beehive, tend to take on a different strategy. Excuse me. One Khalees has been quick to call out. The artist expressed some of her feelings on the controversy post removal in the comment section of a new post of her official Instagram. Ironically enough, the August 3rd post where the drama grew heated was a largely inoffensive and downright positive post. Khalees shared a selfie of herself wearing shocking red, captioned with the self-love mantra, "Born in the heat of summer, I am my own validation." To all my beautiful Augustins, good morning. However, a quick scroll to the comments revealed a very different energy, as some Beehive members criticized Khalees for calling out Beyonce and seemingly worse in their eyes, receiving a response by way of Beyonce editing the track. Quote, "You happy girl? Now you're irrelevant again," one commenter sneered. Khalees took no time offering her honest response. "I am actually LOL. Nobody cried." In the comments, Khalees also expressed her shock at the tense and often vicious unionizing efforts of Beyonce's fan base. Quote, "I ain't never seen folks go so hard for someone that they never met or know personally. It's got cult written all over it," Khalees responded to one sympathetic comment accusing the Beehive of acting straight crazy. At the end of the day, however, Khalees appears unconcerned about Beyonce's fans wishing her a fast ticket to irrelevance. The way she sees it, she got her wish for Milkshake justice while bringing up a valuable industry conversation. I said what needed to be said. Hashtag I win. You know, Khalees pretty much summed up right there what I was about to say. It's like, honestly, y'all, it's not that serious. You only attacking someone, you got nothing to do with that. And I read more comments. It was kind of vicious. It was like, why are y'all going so hard? And she's right, y'all going hard for someone who don't know you. Don't know you from Adam, in this case, Eve. And you going hard and you threatening people. And it's not the first time they've done that. And it's like, she's like, why are you going for someone you don't know? Like, why? She don't know you at all. She's not going to come to your aid when you get in trouble or anything like that. So let it go. It didn't affect her business. It didn't affect her money. She ain't broke. She ain't on the street. She changed it, and that's it. How about y'all go after the ones that told her to change the word spaz? I see y'all. Y'all ain't touch that shit. Y'all ain't touched that shit. You went after Khalees, but you ain't go after the people. Jeez, you were spies. You just joking up people with different. You didn't even touch them. You ran back to your hive and hid there, and then you gonna start talking at Khalees. Like, come on. See, y'all know what y'all doing. Because that's what y'all didn't at the end of the day, go after everyone. Go after her. And then go after Monica Lewinsky, was rightfully so. Y'all need to get her. That who y'all need to go after, because she was just talking shit out of her ass because she wanted to be relevant. Leave Khalees home. She's talking up some business shit, and y'all attacking, y'all going in hard. And at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, none of these celebrities know us. They just don't. We can be fans, and fans are short for fanatical, but they don't know us. And if someone goes against what you like, that don't mean you got to attack them. That's not right. If they don't like something, they don't like something. Let it go. Be an adult about it. Because while you are attacking someone on behalf of Beyonce, they chilling in her mansion with her kids and not knowing what's going on. She in her own little world. Her and she in the Bay World. And Bay World don't know what's going on in the Bayhive. Bayhive, y'all still on your own madness cult thing. You know what I'm saying? Take it easy. It's not that serious. It changed the lyrics or whatever. But like I said, if you go after one, go after all. Attack those who want her to, you know, take out other lyrics too, like Spaghetti. You did not touch them at all. It's, oh, we ain't going to touch that. We're going to touch this person right here who's talking real business. Let it go. It's not that serious overall. It's just don't stop. And some of the comments I did read in other articles connected to this, which is harsh. That shit was hard. Oh, damn. I'm like, was she related to y'all? Like, y'all family members? Because they went in hard at Khalees. And it was unnecessary. Have your comments. That's fine. Have your opinions. But at the end of the day, what she didn't say anything disrespectful. She's talking business. She, pronouns, meaning Khalees, in terms of Beyonce. So at the end of the day, everybody need to cool the hell out. Not that serious. And just move on. Period. So that's it. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm going to move on to a music break. And now when I come back, we got a lot more stuff to get into in this special edition of NYPA Entertainment Radio, Thursday edition, and new monthly music playlist. That's it. Right back.
On stage, rocking out stir crazy. Coco flow like 1980s. Come lit still, I drop lazy. None of that maybe. NIG. NIG.
Goodbye. Oh, now 45, don't get out of line. Yeah. Ooh, 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 pick a side. Only double lines we cross, it's all a sign. Yeah. Ooh, 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 hold up. Wait, I hear you just got paid, making rage, energy. She marking con he all central pay. Be waving the room, the crowd gon' move. Look around, everybody on mute. Look around, it's me and my group. Big energy.
It was on spot mode, got pause. Post on Facebook, no pause. Chat too much, bro, clip on load. That fat Kodak, energy. 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 Yeah, yeah.
Slowly brought dinner. You know that we do it grande. You know that I'm gon' be extra. When the camera go pop, 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 pop. Waiting like that, 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 that. Ooh la la la. That's the way them boys sound when I walk through the black, black, black. Then I oozy that doozy. Sha, sha, sha. Minding our business. Puffing our pain and champagne through the ceiling. Sipping it up. Checking it up. All this good energy got you all in your feelings. Feeling. I'm crazy. I'm swearing. I'm daring. Your man's staring. I just entered the country with derringers. Cause them Karens just turned into terrorists.
You was on stop mode. Drop bones. Post on Facebook.
That's the way them boys down.
block. Then I will need that doozy. Shot, shot, shot. Land, minding our business. Popping our pain and champagne through the ceiling. Sipping it up. Looking it up. All this good energy got you all in your feelings. Feeling. I'm crazy. I'm swearing. I'm daring. Your man staring. I just visited the country with derringers. Cause them Karens just turned into terrorists.
Me. is a true confession of a life learned lesson I was sent here to share with y'all. So get in where you fit and go on to shine. Clear your mind, now's the time. Put your soul on the shelf, go on and love yourself, cause everything's gonna be alright.
What's the 411, hun? It's PD, MJB, collabo with the BB. Period, no question, no comma. You're hearing this, no vest and no armor. Bring it to cats like Bush to Osama. Sippin' on booze, make moves and no scammer. Word of my mama, can't deal with the trauma. That's why I stay in the Bahamas, laying in pajamas. Two sexy mamas, bodyguards, top guns, two extra mamas. I don't want no drama.
No, no, no. top. No more drama. And we won't stop, cause we can't stop.
Welcome back to a special Thursday edition of NYPA Entertainment Radio. Don't worry, like I said earlier, top of the first hour, the regularly scheduled program will be back live this Sunday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Blog Talk. And remember, if you can't catch the show live, you can always go into the archives and go on demand to listen on Blog Talk, Apple, which is iTunes, Amazon, iHeart, Anchor, Spotify, Google, so on and so on and so on. Also, don't forget, I'll tell you about the bonus NYP Entertainment Radio show. The bonus show you only see exclusively on Riverside.fm. You can see it. That's the key word. You can see it. This audio version, but I'm thinking more so you kind of will like to see it. If you can't see it, you can always go on the go. You can hear it. You hear it on the go, I should say, audio style. Well, with this show, what's different from the main one, it's only 30 to 45 minutes. There's no music in there. It's more of a rapid fire type thing. For example, I may have a special guest that I'm interviewing, like the Kwame one. I got some things lined up, some guys, some legends I have in mind that working out their schedule to be on the show. So you might be 30, 45 minutes of just one-on-one exclusive interview. It may be a guest host, and we go through that week's topic in a rapid fire manner. Again, there's no music in it. Sometimes it might be a past guest that you're curious to see what they look like. They come on and I re-interview them that way, and we go, you know, do our topics and so forth. So that's like the bonus episode that you can exclusively see on Riverside.fm. And then, like I said, if you can't have time to look at it, you also got the audio version, but these special. These bonus shows will happen soon. I think I have one in the works that hopefully, if not next week, the following week, the link will be up to go view it. I'm not going to tell you who it is. That's the first bonus show, and I got the others in the works right now. So that's exclusively on Riverside.fm, the bonus shows. You only can see it there. The thing you can see, facial expressions, laughter, anger, sadness and all that's towards me for my guests. So, no, just in general. I'm just busting your balls. Anyway, Riverside Out of Film bonus episodes, NYP and Tim Marito, coming very, very soon. The first one, it should be, if not next week, the following week, and then it'll be throughout the rest of the year. Maybe dropping hints leading up to it. I might not say nothing at all. You just got to tune in to find out who's going to be my guest on a special episode, a bonus episode of NYP Entertainment Radio, exclusively on Riverside.fm. You can see it. I'm trying to give an effect there. Did it work? No, okay. All right, anyway, moving on. Michael K. Williams was high on drugs meeting Obama, posthumous memoir revealed. Late actor Michael K. Williams was coming down from a three-day drug bender when he met Barack Obama during a 2008 campaign stop. The Wire star, who died from an accidental overdose last September at the age of 54, made the startling admission in a memoir written prior to his passing. The tome, Themes from My Life, is set to be published later this month. Screen exit. Okay. An excerpt obtained by the Daily Mail, Williams recalls being invited to attend an event in Harrisburg, Virginia by Obama, who has famously declared The Wire is his favorite show. However, when he arrived at the event, Williams was so high on cocaine that he had locked jaw and was unable to speak properly. Quote, "I couldn't even put my words together," he writes in the memoir. Quote, "I was such a mess. Obama shook my hand, and I could see in his eyes, he was like, I don't got time for this. He kept it moving. I was not in my right mind. I told people I was nervous, but I actually had lockjaw from too much cocaine." At the time, Obama was the junior senator from Illinois and was making a run for president. Williams said he was so preoccupied with drugs that he was, quote, clueless to who the politician was. Quote, "I was embarrassed about how I checked out
I was about issues affecting my country. I was embarrassed about how I checked out. I was about issues affecting my country. He candidly confesses in his memoir. The anecdote is one of many shared by the star in the candid new book, which explores his decades-long battle with drugs. Williams developed a drug habit after his turbulent childhood in New York, which was punctuated by fights between his philandering father and his devout Christian mother. He claims that in one instance, his mother pulled a pistol on his father after he spent bill money on prostitutes. Williams heartbreakingly writes that he was left scarred as a young child after his mom told him that he had a, quote, touch of evil and had disappointed God. I took that to heart. I took that into my heart, the act of vulnerability explains, and the older I got, the more feeling of being unworthy grew. Williams claims his mom also beat him, writing that she, quote, became the well for her anger and the target of her violence. At 18, he began experimenting with crack cocaine, saying of the drug, quote, once crack came into my life, I just moved the F in. Everything else took backseat. The bell has been rung. In the book, the star also writes of an attack that occurred on his 25th birthday, which left him scarred that ran down his forehead. On a fateful night, Williams, by then a budding model and dancer, was slashed with a knife during a bar brawl. Recalling the violent incident, the star says that there was a gigantic cavern of blood and that it felt as if his skull was on fire. However, he claimed the scar, which became his trademark facial feature, allowed him to become noticed in the entertainment industry as it was always a look no one else had. Elsewhere in the memoir, the actor writes about the rise to fame in his years on The Wire, where he played a gay stick-up man, Omar Little, despite garnering critical and public acclaim for the role. The star was never able to beat this battle with drugs. That's a lot to unpack there. And to quote him, do tell. The start with the Obama situation, that right there of him having lockjaw from doing too much cocaine is, I'm like speechless. Just like, man, he did too much. He did so much cocaine, he couldn't even talk. Wow. And in a very, I guess you could say, once in a lifetime type situation where you're meeting, you know, he wasn't president of the town, but the possible next president and becoming a president, and he's a fan of your show, you can't even properly greet him because you're coked out. You know what I mean? Coked out of your mind and your jaw's locked up, and that's sad. And that he went through the battles that way. Very such a talented actor that went way too soon. And I can't believe it'll be a year next month that he passed on. I'm stuck on that. It's just a shame. You never know what people go through until you talk to them or they tell you or what have you. It's just such a young talent that was been battling demons for a long time, and it got the best of him at the end of the day. When he passed away, last September, they were saying it was due to, you know, an overdose, I think of fentanyl, mix of fentanyl and other drugs that I can't pronounce. But it's sad. It's sad that we lost such a talented actor. It'd be great to have him now and around. It's astonishing what you know about people and what you find out and what they've been through and what they've been battling and so forth. John Legend says friendship with Kanye West ended when he didn't support rapper's presidential run. John Legend is shedding light on his current relationship with Kanye West, or rather lack thereof. The 43-year-old singer revealed that politics, namely West's support for former President Donald Trump in his own presidential run in 2020, dramatically altered their friendship. Quote, we aren't friends as much as we used to be, Legend said during an appearance on the Axe podcast with CNN's David Axelrod. I honestly think because he publicly disagreed on his running for I actually honestly believe, I think because we publicly disagreed on his running for office, his supporting Trump, I think it became too much for us to sustain our friendship. Legend and West, 45, used to be close and even worked on several songs over the years with West producing. I'm sorry. I lost the article here. Computer acting funny. Let me get back to what I was saying. Okay. Here we are. All right. Pull this up. Sorry about that. My screen. I had an email come across my screen when I'm reading the article off my computer, and it distracted me, and I'm trying to get back to where I was. So I apologize. Live radio, y'all. What can I say? I'll do it on Thursdays. So all of a sudden, everything's a little more active now. So that's why there's like noise in the background and emails are coming in and so forth. So anyway, as I was saying, Legend of West, 45, used to be close and even worked on several songs over the years with West producing for Legend, as well as them both doing fully featured collaborations, including 05's Number One and 08 It's Over. According to Legend, West also was not happy with the All of Me hitmaker not standing behind him when he announced he was running for president in 2020 election. He was upset that I didn't support his run for presidency for the United States of America. For understandable reasons, Legend said, I wasn't alone in that, but, you know, he was not happy about that, and we really haven't been close since then. West launched his bid for president in amid a tumultuous period in his personal life and various episodes of erratic behavior. At his only campaign event, he divulged deeply personal details about his family. He ultimately earned about 60,000 votes in a dozen states. Legend, meanwhile, threw his support behind current President Joe Biden, with his first choice candidate, Senator Elizabeth Warren, failed to garner enough votes to become the Democratic nominee. It's not the first time Legend has spoken out about his strained relationship with the Yeezy designer. In 2020, he did an interview addressing their friendship and at the time attempted not blame politics on their changing relationship, but rather the natural process of the two having their own personal lives. Cool. I don't think we're less friends because of the Trump thing, Legend explained. I just think we're doing our own thing. He's up in Wyoming. I'm here in L.A. We both got growing families, and I no longer have a formal business relationship with him as an artist, so I think it's just part of the natural cycle of life. Uh-huh. Legend said that he and West never talked about politics before, adding that it was never part of their interaction. Our interaction was almost always about creativity and music, he shared. He's also in a different place musically. He's doing gospel music. That's what he focused on right now, designing his clothes, so we're in different places. Legend has been a longtime friend of West, even attending the rapper's 2014 wedding to Kim Kardashian, but in 2018, the two men sparred online about West's support for Trump. At the time, West tweeted a screenshot of a conversation he had with Legend, who, along with his wife, Chrissy Teigen had publicly supported Hillary Clinton during the 2016 election. I think, you know, stuff like this, it's a shame that I think due to political affiliations that someone cannot be friends or close friends or what have you. If you don't support who your best friend supports or whatever, then all right, cool. Don't get mad. Don't get bent out of shape. It is what it is. And you shouldn't lose a friendship over that. You know, finding a good friend and being loyal is hard to come by. And if one of your friends is outside of the running for president thing, that's a whole other thing, but is behind backing a party or a candidate that you're not cool with, all right, that shouldn't change how you feel about them. That's their opinion. That's what they like. It's a, for example, so you may like, you know, beef ribs. They might like pork ribs. You ain't going to stop being friends with them, so why stop being friends if someone else affiliated with another party or someone just got to be vegan and you a carnivore like meat? You're just going to be, you know, like, why in friendship over a dislike of two different opinions? That doesn't make any sense to me. And I think, again,
There's two sides to every story. In the middle, there's the truth. I might be deeper than that. But I do remember they were kind of looking at him side-eyed, like, you going to go with this guy? Like, after what he said and did and the whole nine? I could see that. And I understand that, but I wouldn't into friendship, and I wouldn't be mad if someone wasn't supporting me, so to speak, didn't believe in my political views and I'm running. Like politics and religion is two things I try to stay away from overall, publicly and personally. I keep those opinions to myself because that causes rifts, that causes wars, it causes divorces, it causes everything. And because he didn't want to support you as a candidate, why not? Then, all right, talk to him privately, ask him why, and then let it go. It's not that serious because you wasn't going to win anyway, quite frankly. You just wasn't. Not this time around. Not in the middle or near the end. But I think it's just kind of silly to end a good business relationship and a good friendship over something that could be disrepaired over. Like, yeah, you like what you like. I like what I like. You wanted to run. Talk that out. Whatever, and just keep it moving. Two young cats around the same age. I say young, they are still young. A lot of talent, and they still a whole lot of music left between the two if they combine together. So hopefully they can squash it, and they can get back to business and become friends and make more beautiful music together. So hopefully that will happen. All right, I got some beautiful music, easy for me to say. Beautiful music to say. Thursday, y'all. I'm not used to doing this on Thursday. Because I still got the music playlist here, and I got a lot of songs, and I feel like hearing a few, and I'm sure you do too. So sit back, start bobbing your head, got some good music here. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
Hey, all y'all scruples, y'all got to go. We taking over this club tonight. Lil Johnny Shop Boys, hey, yay, yay, let's get this thing crushed.
Get low, yeah. twerking out there, a little bit.
But y'all gotta twerk a little harder than that.
A little harder.
Ladies, if you look good tonight,
what?
We need to see you break it down.
I like this. Bend over to the front, touch your toes, body body up and down again.
Get low.
Bend over to the front, touch your toes, body body up and down again.
Get low.
Bend over to the front, touch your toes, body body up and down again.
Get low.
Bend over to the front, touch your toes, body body up and down again.
Get low.
Somebody snooping her where the bitches is blue, man.
Snooping her?
Man, why Snoopy Dogg always get to fly? I'm the flyest motherfucker in here, though.
Hey, you a shooter, man.
No, I'm the shooter.
I said we just get the fuck up out of here. Y'all ready?
Let's do it.
Go! Oh.
In the trees in Yosemite.
The heavens.
Got my 40 on me, that's my mini-me.
My weapon.
Damn near anything I want, I can afford it.
Listen.
Never hustle backwards, always forward.
Progression.
I can multitask, always on the grind.
Oh.
I can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Oh.
I ain't on hiatus, I ain't missing an action. I'm the center of attention, bitch, the main attraction. When I enter the turf, when I pull up,
what happened?
People gather around me like an ice cream truck.
No cap.
People always ask me what I do for a living.
What you do?
I wear many hats. I'm something like Liz.
I love liquor and sex.
Booty and breasts. A couple stretch marks and cellulite on her flesh. She got her legs open like a field goal pile. Booty softer than the King Hawaiian roll.
Uh-oh. Big subwoofer in the back. Like, what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back. Like, what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back. Like, what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back. Like, what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up.
Big subwoofer bouncing like a trampoline. Glass shake when I roll past the scene. Candy apple paint dripping classic green. Everybody eating, you can ask the team. Fast and mean, speakers bumping, tags is clean. Keep me something to smoke on, bad bitch to poke on. Bass hit like an earthquake, you niggas hold on. I hit the block and roll on.
My bitch got ass like 218s. Her favorite two short song is in those jeans. Shake it baby if you like this song. Do a nasty dance every time they turn it on. It's got more bass than baseball. She down on her knees, she wanna face up. I got it, what she want. Turn it up loud and let that shit bump. Everybody love the funk. Bumping in the trunk. You in the back seat wishing you was in the front. She said something, asked me if I heard. But bitch, I can't hear one motherfucking word.
Big subwoofer in the back. Like, what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back.
Subwoofer, big titty hooker, cocaine cooker, rooftop looker, looked out and saw TJ Hooker, jumped off the roof like Superfly Snooker. You know me, I'm up in it like a booger, then I treat the bitch like some dice and I shook her. I heard this youngin' screaming like a woman, yelling that they coming, nigga we ain't running. It's a new day, still got the AK. If these bitches wanna take it back to 88, turn the music down, so we locking horns. Keep the party going, it's a false alarm.
Big subwoofer in the back, like, what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back, like, what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back, like, what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back, like, what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big
welcome back to NYP Entertainment Radio, special Thursday edition of NYP Entertainment Radio. Remember, you can catch this show live every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. And on 19 other platforms, if you can't catch it live, you can go on demand, go on archives. So not for this episode, I'll get it out, everyone. Not for this episode, but other episodes of NYP Entertainment Radio, celebrating 12 years. Next month, September 25th, which is the actual premiere date, I should say, of the pilot episode back in 2010. So here we are celebrating 12 years on the actual pilot episode, September 25th, and season premiere, NYPA Entertainment Radio. Let's keep this thing moving. Tyler Perry once paid the late Cecily Tyson $1 million for one day of work to give her some security in her latter years. Tyler Perry is a man of many talents, yet he played it small early on.
quote, I was able to make some incredible deals by allowing people to underestimate me. I always played it small, listened to what they had to say, and made a deal. I say, I gotta go own it. They said, oh, okay, whatever. They didn't think that my first film, 2005's Diary of a Mad Black Woman, which debuted at number one, was going to amount to much, but the support I had from the audience that knew me, those voices, those standing ovations, gave me the confidence to understand that it's a blessing to be hidden. That movie, Diary of a Mad Black Woman, was a box office hit, earning over $50 million and making headlines for earning the top spot during his debut in 2005. Was more the romantic comedy, comedic drama, earned nine times its production budget and made Tyler Perry and his portrayal of the character Medea household names. While he reached success early on, Perry wanted to give flowers to the greats he worked with on his projects, one of them being the late Cicely Tyson. Perry said in an interview he was appalled by the compensation Tyson had received on the 1972 film Sounder. Tyson once only made $6,000 as a supportive actress in the film. Perry took Tyson under his arms for the latter years of her life because he wanted to remind her that there were people who valued her. To prove this, Perry paid Tyson $1 million for one day of work for the 07 film Why Did I Get Married? I've never said this publicly, but I took care of Miss Tyson for the last 15 years of her life. She was a proud woman, and the only reason I mention is because she wrote in her book, this woman had done so many amazing things, but she wasn't well compensated for it. She made $6,000 for Sounder, you know. I wanted to make sure she knew that there were people who valued her. So she did one day of work on my 07 film, Why Did I Get Married? I paid her $1 million. I love working with her, and it makes me feel great that I was in a position to give this incredible woman some security in her latter years. That is effing awesome. That is cool to hear. I know such a time I'm a film buff, and I've seen Sounder, but that's what they were paying, not just African Americans, but African American females, females in general, undercutting them, underpaying them, and $6,000. A lot to some, but in the field that you're in and you're a legend at that time and you're one of the top stars, it's being undercut. And I'm glad that he was in a position to do that. I'm glad he did that. We need to hear more stories like this, and that's cool. He took $1 million. It was like $1 million day of work. Wow. That's a setup right there. That's a life setting, $1 million. I tip my hat to that, man. I can't say no more about it, but just kind of smile. Like, you know, he got my respect even more. He didn't have to do that, you know. He didn't have to give $1 million, and he's right in his position to do it. And I hope we get to see a lot more of filmmakers, African-American filmmakers, minority filmmakers, to give back. I don't like seeing giving flowers. I don't like, no, let's change that. Flowers wither and die into the ground. I should give them their balloons. It's more festive, and we let balloons go, they ascend to the heavens. I should give them balloons. I don't say give me my flowers. I'm going to look at you and say, you know, you can shuttle flowers where the sun don't shine. Give me my balloons. I like balloons. Again, I repeat myself. Pass this on. Balloons are more festive. When you let them go, where do they go? They ascend to the heavens. Where do flowers go? They wither and die into the ground. I don't want to wither and die to the ground. I want to ascend to the heavens. Don't you? I hope you do. If you don't, then you need to talk to somebody about that. What ascend to the heavens. Be bright and beautiful in color. Oh, that's my sound effect, y'all. That's just the air bringing them. Anyway, balloons ascending, no flowers. But that's a cool story. Staying in the world of film, John Leguizamo is it, is furious over James Franco's casting as Fidel Castro. After John Leguizamo was angry that James Franco has been cast to play famous Cuban revolutionary Fidel Castro in an upcoming film. quote, how is this still going on? How is Hollywood excluding us but stealing our narratives as well? Leguizamo, born in Colombia, wrote in an Instagram post. He went on to call for a boycott of the movie, saying no more appropriation, Hollywood, and streamers. Boycott. This effed up. Plus, seriously, difficult story to tell without a grandem. Let's see if we get this word right. Aggrandizement, which would be wrong. I don't got a problem with Franco, but he ain't Latino. That's what he said. Hope you understood that, because I'm not going to repeat that word because it's hard to repeat it. Pronounce it. There have been several Hollywood movies in the last decade to see threats of boycotts over appropriation and whitewashing and casting, including Ghost in the Shell, which cast Scarlett Johansson as the character who was Asian in the source material in the Netflix live-action adaptation of manga and anime Death Note, which saw major backlash for transplanting the story from Japan to America. Leguizamo himself, who played Luigi in 1993 live-action Super Mario Brothers, was also critical of all the whitewash casting of the upcoming animated Mario after the groundbreaking colorblind casting of the original. Leguizamo added that there are other concerns while adapting to the story of Fidel Castro, an extremely controversial figure who was the leader of Cuba from 76 to 08 and only died in 2016. Plus, seriously difficult story to tell without aggrandizement, which would be wrong. He said it again. Leguizamo said, still a Latino actor not having been cast to play a prominent Latino figure is clearly his main issue. And he finished by saying, I don't got a problem with Franco, but he and Latino keep saying that. Franco's Portuguese and Swedish ancestry, his father on his father's side, and Russian Jewish ancestry on his mother's side. All right. This has been going on for a very long time. It's an ongoing thing, and it's sad, but it's true. It's been going on for decades, and I see his point. There's a lot of great Latino actors out there that could have played this, clearly. There's reasons behind this, and I read a few and so forth, and he has a point. He has a point. There's a lot of up-and-comers or even legends that could have played that part. I'll bet it's not really – because the movie is more so about Fidel Castro's daughter. Coming from Cuba and growing up in America, being his daughter, so that part of Fidel is not really about him. But I see at the same time where Leguizamo was like, "Yo, man, there's a lot of Latino actors out here looking for work. Cast them, use them, utilize them." And I get that. You got someone who's a totally different race playing something else. That happened for centuries now, quite frankly. I'm not even exaggerating. So I get what he's saying. But that's Hollywood. Hollywood does that. It has its own machine, has its own vision and image on what they want the world to see. I mean, we know James Franco is not Latino, you can tell. And I think they should have used someone. Some people say, oh, maybe Leguizamo wanted to play the part. Maybe so, but at least he's Latino. And I think that's the big thing. It's another thing, James Franco, and I like James Franco in general. I like some of the movies he's been in. I think it's just the fact that it's misappropriation of hiring someone who is not Latino. But the same thing if, you know, somebody supposed to be African-American, person, they hired another race. So I see the point, and hopefully one day it changes. There are a lot of talented minorities out there of all races, color, and creeds, hims and hers and thems and theys and all types of stuff. And we got to stop looking at what they look like and go off of what their talent is. It's just that simple. Go off of talent. And that's how we should judge people, by their personalities and not by how they look or lifestyles or whatever. Treat them. They treat you good. They cool. Be cool with them. They assholes. Treat them based off of that, not anything else. And that should be across the board. I don't know why that's so difficult for everybody, but for some reason it is. It just really is. But what's not difficult for me is going to my last music break before I wrap things up. When I come back, I got one more topic to say, and then I'll let you guys go. And then I'll see you again on Sunday. But stick around. I play some more music here from the music playlist. I'm going to slow it down. Got something nice for y'all. NYPA Entertainment Radio.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. As many times as we've loved and we've shared love and made love, it doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough. Oh, baby.
My darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Girl, I don't know why. Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to, no matter how I try. It's like the more you give, the more I want. And baby, that's no lie. Oh no, babe. Tell me, what can I say? What am I gonna do? How should I feel when everything is you? What kind of love is this that you're giving me? Is it in your kiss or just because you're sweet? Girl, all I know is every time you're here, I feel a change. Something moves, I scream your name. Look what you got to do with, darling, I can't get enough of your love, baby. Girl, I don't know why. I can't get enough of your love, baby. Oh, no, baby. Girl, if I could only make you see and make you understand. Girl, your love for me is all I need, and more than I can stand. Oh, well, babe, how can I explain all the things I feel? You've given me so much, girl, you're so unreal still. I keep loving you more and more each time. Girl, what am I gonna do? Cause you're blowing my mind. I get the same old feeling every time you're here. I feel a change. Something moves, I scream your name. Look what you got to do with, darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Oh no, babe.
Baby, it didn't take all of my life to find you, but you can believe it's gonna take the rest of my life to keep you. Nice. I mean,
really, when you really sit and think about it, it's just really, really nice. I can easily feel myself slipping and slipping more and more waves. That super world of my own. Nobody but you and me. We've got it together, baby. My first, my last, my everything, and the answer to all my dreams. You're my sun, my moon, my guiding star, my kind of wonderful. That's what you are. I know there's only one like you. There's a way they could have made two. You're all I'm living for. Your love I'll keep forevermore. You're the first, you're the last, my everything. Morning dew on a brand new day. I see so many ways that I can love you till the day I die. You're my reality, yet I'm lost in everything.
NYPA Entertainment Radio. Well, folks, I had one more story. Player Iman Shumpert, current actor in The Chi, but I'll push that to Sunday because this annoying-ass producer wrapping me up, and that annoying-ass producer is me. I'm wrapping myself up because it's about that time to go. So don't worry. I'll be back in a couple of days, 3 days, in fact. So as my best friend said, you're getting a double bubble of NYPA Entertainment Radio live this Sunday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And I will tell the Iman Shumpert story on the next episode, the very next episode, the live episode, the other one, the fresh one, on Sunday. Otherwise than that, appreciate you. Shout out to everyone here and far for taking the time out to listen to this week's episode. And again, I apologize. Technical difficulties from last Sunday. And I wanted to make it up to y'all. So I made a special edition of NYP Entertainment Radio. I still got a lot of music left for the August music playlist. That's just a snippet, a little tidbit of what I have. I got a lot more. And I got some stuff from last month mixed in there. Also, you'll hear the rest of that on Sunday, 5 p.m., 7 p.m., regularly scheduled programming time for NYP Entertainment Radio. Thank you, everyone. Shout out again. Appreciate you. Like I always say, be nice to one another, love one another. I know it sounds cheesy and corny, but sometimes you need that in your life. There's too much stuff going on out here for us not to look past the bullshit and just judge everyone on how they treat you, how they act, and the whole nine and so forth. I know I cut up on the show and everything, and but at the end of the corporate, I'm being entertained. Everyone is going through a lot, and hopefully these 2 hours will, you know, get you a chance to laugh, maybe think a little bit and jam to some music and so forth. And Lord willing, I have the stuff I have in my mind planned out will come to fruition between now and the end of the year, maybe early next year. But again, appreciate you taking the time out and listening to this week's episode of NYP Entertainment Radio. And I'll see you, Lord willing, no technical difficulties, none of that other bullshit, on Sunday, our regular time from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., NYPA Entertainment Radio. I hate to let you go, but I'll see you Sunday. Show's over.
Yo. I'm not a preacher. I just like making good music. The show is over. The show is over. The show is over. The show is over. I think I'm paranoid from the weed, Lord. Can you help me, please? Once more, I drop to my knees. Tell me, Lord, how could it be? Blind to the rain I've never seen. Tell me, Lord, why is it me? Is it cause I'm chasing dreams? Is it cause I'm chasing cream? Is it cause I'm close to each and every one of my enemies? Danger is my company. I swear I hate this industry. All women love the way I'm living. They know I'm unforgiving, heartless and deceiving. How am I still breathing? Scared of what I've seen. Still scared of what I'm seeing. Making me pick and choose who's win or lose. Even one of one, my mind is left battered and bruised. Choose, these niggas fruity like a pebble. I fly straight, I'm on my level. Sell your soul, deal with the devil. I'ma stay smoking this weed, man. The show is over, the show is over. The show is over. Having trouble finding the absolute meaning of life. Will I become a success? Can I find me a wife? These questions seem to get harder as they passing me by. But I won't give in to the pressure floating on cloud number 9. I'm just drifting away. These dreams keep me fueled to progress. This weight that I hold on my chest from packing on all of the stress. Throughout the daily grind, I seek to find a peace of mind. No wasting time, I need to climb up to the top to make this mine. Cause I control my destiny as I'm destined to be much more than the stars. Can I line the journey is dark, but I'll find a source of light to help distinguish the goods and the evils. The benign and the lethal, the opaque and the see-through. Won't let my demons conquer all that I built from within. Present my past with my future ambitions through paper and pen. It's more than words in the story that I relay to you. My heart is stuck in a bind while searching for proof of certain truth. As if a beast while the wind is blowing and grass is growing. Ocean waters are flowing with these cups of liquor we pouring. As the summers get hotter, winters get colder, I stay a soldier. My mindset for the future's never been bolder. You need a shoulder to cry on, then you can lean on me. We all go through trials and tribulations throughout the lives we lead. The scars are
They are reminders of battles that I've won. Lessons I've learned and rules that I broke to teach to my future son. Cause I'll be damned if he grows to be an illiterate, ignorant, and belligerent person who doesn't give a shit. That's all the question for me as long as I'm still breathing. Culture, my morals, of society as he begins teething. But if I have a girl, she'll be my diamond and my pearl, regardless of the cold-hearted nature amongst this cruel world. I'm just looking at being enlightened in this day and age with knowledge and wisdom to help me through all the pleasure and pain. The show is over, the show is over. The show is over, the show is over.